Hello. Welcome to Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. Today, we're doing a show about authenticity. And in order for me to be completely authentic, I must tell you that I started a new medication last night for my mind-numbing nerve pain. And the medication is no joke. I'm literally loopy. I have some issues. So I wrote on my notes, the show flow will be slow because I'm a little off my game, which everyone knows is friggin' top notch. Okay, so you want to talk about authenticity? Here's the overarching theme. You want to become who you actually are and have the courage to live it out loud. Now, when we hear things like that, the first thing that pops into your head is probably a closeted gay person or a person who is married and not in love, but stays for the children. Or someone who made themselves small so they could fit into a little box that the family defined for them. So in order to be authentic and live out loud, you're going to have to take some steps. We hear the word authenticity everywhere right now. Be authentic. Show up as your true self. But what does that actually mean? Because if it were that easy, we'd all be doing it. The truth is, most of us learned very early on that being fully ourselves wasn't always safe. So we adapted, we performed, we shaped ourselves to be liked, to be accepted, to be successful. And somewhere along the way, we lost the thread of who we really are. So today's show is about finding that thread again and having the courage to follow it. I just want to talk a little bit about how being raised in a family where you feel unsafe, you absolutely cannot show up as yourself. You've got to adapt to the situation if you don't know what's coming, whether that's a violent household, a rage household, a sexually unsafe household. And when you do that, you become like a shapeshifter. It's hard to not do that and let that carry over in your big life. So what is authenticity? Authenticity is alignment. It is when your true values, your true words, and your true actions are all three matching. You feel grounded. You feel calm. You feel clear. When they don't align, when your values, your words, and your actions are not in alignment, it creates anxiety, resentment, and confusion. These three things, your values, your words, and your actions are something that in this day and age, especially with the hot political world that we live in, is very hard to do. I personally take great strides to make sure that my words match my actions and that my values, my morals, my core beliefs are not compromised to please a room full of people that don't agree with me. So authenticity isn't saying whatever you want. It's living in alignment with what's true for you. And that's really the key. My husband always says, well, that's just what they believe in. if it's something that I don't align with. And I say, those are not beliefs. What it is this. They're trying to align what's true for them based on what someone else is telling them. And that really is cultish. So I don't vibe with that. And a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, I think, someone said to me, you know, you're really good at being authentic, but it comes off as very brash. And I thought to myself, that's a real sandwich compliment. Good news, bad news. Proud of your authenticity, but S the F up. So this is where we have to start doing some work. How do you show up authentically in your daily life? Know your values. If you don't define your values, the world will do it for you. So you got to ask yourself, what actually matters to me? Not what should matter based on current events or who's in the White House or who's the top selling artist or who's the best rapper or who's the most beautiful on social media. What actually matters to me? And if what matters to you is that everyone, every human being, has the ability to live in safety, to live where they have access to real healthy food, to live where they don't have to live in their car, they're not priced out of their community, then if that actually matters to you, then the way that you look at the world is going to be a little different, but it's going to make you feel grounded, calm, and clear. Tell the truth. Not brutal honesty, clean honesty. Start small. Don't be afraid to say what you prefer. Don't be afraid to have opinions. Don't be afraid to have clear boundaries. Do not overperform. Notice when you over-explain something, when you over-apologize, when you try to impress someone. That's a signal that you're not grounded in yourself. There's like a little, you know, whatever saying that people say when someone's talking and they're explaining something really amazing and you just say, say less. Like, I get it. It's cool. Well, that also can be said when someone's going on and on, over explaining something or over apologizing for bad behavior. It's like, say less. I get it. You're sorry. You have the best house. You have the most amazing friends. You don't need to try to impress me. Say less. Stay grounded. And let people misunderstand you. There's the big, you know, let them theory. You know, somebody wants to behave in a certain way, let them. Someone wants to talk to you in a certain way, let them. You don't need to take that in. That is not in alignment with your opinions or preferences, so you set a boundary. So you cannot be authentic and perfectly liked at the same time. You're going to have to give something up. So if being liked is what motivates you, if being liked is the vibe you're after, then you're probably not being very authentic. Allow yourself to be misunderstood. Okay. This is why we struggle. Most inauthenticity is not fake. It's protective. We struggle because we're afraid of being rejected. We're conditioned from childhood to hide and not show who we really are. We're tying our worth to approval from others. We don't know our own worth. So we're looking out in the world and you're like, I'm successful. I matter. I have an amazing house. I matter. My business is getting very successful. I matter. You're tying your worth to approval of others. You want someone to say that you matter. And there's constant comparison. you know, you get that from, you know, social media, of course. It's a nightmare what social media is doing. Some of the childhood conditioning that I'm talking about is when they say, just be a good girl, be quiet, don't rock the boat. To boys, they say, don't cry, don't show those emotions. And God forbid you're an empath or an ultra-sensitive person. I mean, you're stuffing all that down because someone told you that that's not acceptable. Men don't behave like that. Well, guess what? Grown men should. They should be okay with crying. They should be okay with saying, that doesn't make me feel good. They should be okay with saying, no. So those are some of the childhood conditionings. So most inauthenticity isn't fake. It's protective. You're protecting yourself. So we learned to be who we needed to be, to feel safe, loved, and accepted. But those patterns do not serve us anymore. So when there is no career, your career's over, who's going to tell you you matter? How are you going to tell yourself that you matter? If you're married to someone and you're just staying in it for the kids, I mean, you're shutting down an entire part of who you really are. Like, what does it cost you to not be authentic? Well, sometimes it costs you everything. Sometimes these patterns that we've developed that no longer serve us also cost you relationships. You made yourself small to be loved. You took chances to be liked. You live afraid, sheltered from your truth. Everyone does this, okay? This is not a finger-pointing thing. We all do this. Being authentic takes work. It's just as hard to always be authentic as it is to play a role in the world. But role-playing in the world and then going home and being a rageaholic, that's not good. Role-playing in the world and then going home and collapsing from exhaustion because you spent the whole day performing, also not good. So we need to protect ourselves, but we also need to be authentic. I have some good songs. I mean, some good songs. So I'm going to take a small break and play a song that I really think is so good. Let me find it because, you know, I'm not queued up. Because that's who I am. I couldn't drive today. I was like, Sister Mary stumbles a lot. I was not well. I could barely walk. I felt like a ping pong ball in my house. I was like banging into walls and stuff. It's not really great. Okay, so this song is called This Is Me. It's from The Greatest Showman. My daughter Grace loves this song more than life. So, but this is me, right? Take a look. This is who I am. I'm very authentic. So here we go. Well, it was going to be here we go, but I don't know how to push buttons either. Okay, here we go.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. Gonna cut me down. I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
This is me. I'm authentic. I am who I am. So how do we recognize inauthentic people? You're going to look for patterns and not moments. If like their energy doesn't match their words, they shapeshift depending on who they're with. Chronic people pleasing. Avoidance of hard truths. Performative vulnerability. Sharing for attention, not connection. Okay, so we all know people like this, right? These are people who lose themselves in their people-pleasing. They just want to make sure that everyone likes them. So they're good at reading the room and saying, this person needs me to comfort them. This person needs me to be small. This person needs to win, so I have to let them win. This person needs a lot of kudos. Now, some of these skills are very important to have in your life, but these are patterns that over time can feel more strategic. Like authenticity feels steady. Inauthenticity feels strategic. Performative vulnerability is one that really struck me because, you know, imagine you're like in a room and, you know, going around talking to people, whatever, a party, I don't know, something where you don't know everyone in the room. And someone is talking about something in their life in a way that they're trying to share something. And you have a connection about that. So you bust in and go, oh yeah, uh-huh, that happened to me too. Let me tell you my story. Like you're sharing for attention. You're not trying to connect with that person. You're trying to shut them down so you can be the star. That's not authenticity. And that's kind of, you know, what we're trying to get away from. right? So here's another opportunity to share something personal. When did you realize that something felt off? Like, when do you realize that I'm not living authentically? Well, I think you can wake up one day and you feel empty. You feel unfulfilled. You fixed everything. You fixed everyone. But you have nothing left for yourself. You are disconnected. I wish I could read my handwriting. You're disconnected from your passions, from your art, from your joy, from your creativity, from your health. It's like something felt off. You were a doer. You were codependent. You were a problem solver. You were tying your worth to approval from others, and you're left with nothing for yourself. Now, I have a friend who was telling me, you know, that she dedicated 2026 to, like, herself. Like, she's got aging parents. She's got young grandchildren. She's got married daughters. You know, she has all this stuff, and it all lands on her plate. It always has. She embraced that for decades. That was her role. And she woke up in 2026 and said, what do I have for me? What's something that I can do for me that doesn't involve any of these people? Like a little bit of time that I can carve out and just be my authentic self. And she dedicated 2026 to doing that. And I'm so proud of her, because that is hard work. You've got to exercise agency over your authenticity, period. Authenticity requires agency. You just don't know who you are. You choose to show up as that person, even when it's uncomfortable, even when you have to say no. You get to choose how you show up, even when it's uncomfortable. Like, is this, before you respond to someone, say, is this me or is this my fear talking? That doesn't feel right to me. I need time to think about what you're asking. Set boundaries without over-explaining. It's like the old thing, I don't want to do this, then say no. But they're going to want to know why. There is no why. For me, it doesn't feel right. I can't do it. I've set a boundary. I hope you understand. Authenticity without agency is just awareness. Agency is what turns it into action. I'm going to read that again. That's deep. Authenticity without agency is just awareness. Agency is what turns it into action. Let me start flipping some pages here, people. Now, how are you going to embrace your authentic self? Here's the truth. Not everyone will like you. Some relationships may shift, but the right people, they will feel easier, more natural, more real. And life itself will feel lighter. Because when you stop performing and you stop exhausting yourself. Now, there was a big rift in my family. And when it happened, it was really heavy. And over time, I have come to realize that most of the relationship was not authentic. We weren't speaking our truths. We weren't saying how we really felt because we were afraid of reactions. There were old tapes from childhood that we didn't want to play. We didn't want to stop hearing them either. So we had this kind of layer of almost fakeness. And when the relationship ended, I found that my life felt lighter. I did not have to perform for these people anymore. I didn't have to pretend like what they said I agreed with, that what they believed was right for me, that how they showed up for the people in their lives was acceptable to me. I didn't have to do that anymore, and it really freed me. You know, I have another song. This song is by Lady Gaga. It's Born This Way. Everyone knows this song. But could it be more perfect for this topic? Yeah, I don't think so. So let's play it.
Doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up. 'Cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all born superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient, made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
You know, I like Lady Gaga. I'm no, what does she call them? Monsters. Like, I'm not her biggest fan, but I do like that song. And she really stuffs a lot into it. Before I do my, you know, closing wrap up, I'm going to do my three PSAs. The first one is, you don't need to be a policy expert to stay informed. Issuevoter.org makes civic engagement simple. Get alerts about bills in Congress, share your opinion, and track your representatives' votes right from your phone. No stress or jargon, just clear, accessible information. Get connected, stay engaged, and visit issuevoter.org to start making your voice count. This has been a public service announcement courtesy of KOWS Radio, Free Speech, No Bull, Community Radio for the West Sonoma County. Here is a program promotion announcement. This is for the Real Hippie Hour. Join Uncle Dave and Brother Howard, along with a handful of Sonoma County hippies, as they continue to live the hippie life and bring it to you at 2 p.m. every Tuesday afternoon. Tune in for revolution and great music. That's right. Be there or be square. Every Tuesday, participants test a different grower sample and then discuss their thoughts on air. Stop it. Hippies, bikers, local attorneys, and all sorts of groovy folks stop by to discuss everything. You can also be a part of the adventure and call in and talk about what's important to you. Be the best that you can be. No one can be better than you. The Real Hippie Hour with Uncle Dave and Howard comes to you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. on KOWS Community Radio, streaming to the whole wide world at kowsfm.com. I am vibing with this hippie hour. My final current event is Dirty Cello Concerts. The band, Dirty Cello, is a globe-trotting band that performs blues, rock, and Americana, all fronted by virtuoso cellist and former KOWS host, Rebecca Roudman. A classically trained symphony player, Rebecca dropped the straitjacket of classical music years ago and hasn't looked back since. Dirty Cello will thrill you with a set list ranging from Jimi Hendrix to Charlie Daniels to rocking originals. For more information about tickets, visit www.dirtycello.com. On April 24th, Dirty Cello is going to be in Fiddletown, California at the Fiddletown Community Center. And if you don't know where Fiddletown is, you're going to have to look it up because I've never heard of it, but I love the sound of it. Okay, I'm coughing, so you know what I do when I cough? I play music. This is a song by Sarah Bareilles called Brave, and being authentic takes bravery. So let's vibe with that while I cough my coughs.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast, to be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle near your skin. Kept on the inside and no sunlight, sometimes a shadow wins. But I wonder what would happen if you say what you wanna say.
I wanna see you be brave.
Yes. I want to see you be brave. You know, there was a time in my life where the only thing I wanted to be was executive. I was living in New York. I was in charge of over 200 people. I was wearing the suits. I was carrying the Gucci stuff. I was living at the top. And I was not happy. I went to work every day and performed as an executive, as a manager, as a person in charge. And it really wasn't authentic for me. This was in the 80s, the late 80s. It was a time when people didn't talk about mental health. They didn't talk about feeling depressed. You were just having your career, building your life, going towards marriage and having a family. And I couldn't do it. I was clinically depressed. I was manic. And I literally jumped in my car in my flannel nightgown in the middle of a snowstorm and started driving from New York to California. No thought, no direction, just west. And as I made the trip and realized the depth of my sadness and the lack of healing that I had accomplished, even though I had this job that was enviable, this career, this New York City apartment, this storied life, it wasn't real for me. So, you know, the question, what changed when you chose authenticity? Well, you lose people. You will feel a change in your life where you start living out loud. You aren't afraid to say, I'm sad. This doesn't work for me. I'm heading in the wrong direction. I need help. I'm not strong right now. I'm fragile. And it's the most pivotal moment in my life. It's one of the saddest moments in my life. It's one of the most shame-filled moments in my life. And I dealt with that shame because there's no shame in choosing myself. Now, you think of someone who is gay, in hiding, they're closeted, they're keeping it from their family, their friends don't know, people might suspect, but no one ever says. When they choose their authentic life and are no longer closeted, the freedom, the joy will cover everyone around them. When someone is not healthy and they haven't chosen their health and they're overweight, they're not moving, they're eating terribly, they're just doing the least, and they choose their health, and they are excited about it, and they want to share it with you, that process is part of them being authentic. That process of saying, I've completely changed my diet. I started walking. I take mental health breaks and I go outside and I ground myself and I look at the sun. I stop drinking. I'm so proud of myself. What we need to do as friends, as coworkers, as human beings, is we need to applaud that authenticity because it's hard. What about, someone who is using religion as their cloak, as their way to justify everything, as a way to not grow? when you change, and this is not performative, this is supportive. Religion is your support. You're not performing as this is God's will. I can't change anything. God will take care of it. I don't need to do anything. Instead of that performative behavior, have it more like, I made these choices. I do it with the support of the person I believe in, of the God I believe in, of the God I pray to. It's different. Authenticity isn't a destination. It's a daily decision. A decision to tell the truth. A decision to trust yourself. A decision to stop shrinking, stop shaping and performing, and start living as who you actually are. And that, my friends, that is how we level up. So, years ago, I gave my sister this little poem to put on her desk. As a female working in a male-dominated industry, I felt like these are some words that could be really, you know, important to read every day. It's by Marianne Williamson, and it says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Stop it. Those words are the key to authenticity. We have to choose to show up in our life as the real us. For example, today, I'm showing up fragile. I've been suffering with nerve pain, and I was put on this new medication, as I mentioned. I took it last night. I took it at 9:30. It was probably too late for me to take it. And the effects of the medication were still hot and heavy at 9:30 this morning. I was like, what's the half-life on this stuff? Like, I got to get my act together. I didn't even shower until 12, and I have to be here at 1. And if you know me, an hour's not enough. But I'm showing up. Like, the show must go on. For me, this is important. For me, coming here, talking to all of you, sharing my, air quotes, wisdom and life experience with you all, does something for me that makes me feel like I'm living my authentic self. I have been writing a book for time in memoriam for a long time. And although a lot of it is done, a lot of it isn't. And I haven't touched it. And I really, the other day, was thinking, I should just print out what I have. Gonna have to buy some ink for my printer because it's a lot. And I should start buffing it up. Maybe send it out to some editors or publishers, or I don't know how people get books written these days. I mean, I know how they write them. I don't know how they get them out in the world. but speaking of books, you know, I'm reading 50 books for 2026. That was my goal that I set for myself. I don't know if I've read you my list so far of books that I've read, my completed books. But I'll find it for you and I'll read it to you. I read the book Buckeye. That I started 2026 with that book. And I got the hardback and it's large print. And it's a great story. It mentions Tiffin, Ohio many times. Buckeye. It's about Ohio. It's a really good book. I highly suggest it. I also read the book The Boys in the Light. And this was a tough read, but such a good book. I listened to the book Verity, and I think I talked about it on the show. That's friggin' porn. It's soft porn. So if you vibe with that, that's your book. I listened to Nobody's Girl, cautioned by one of my friends not to read it or listen to it, but I did. And I'm glad I did. It didn't change any opinions I have about the monsters that perpetrated these crimes under the name of Jeffrey Epstein and his cohorts. Next, I read the book called The Correspondent, and it reinforced for me an idea that I have in my book, which is that you can put letters, actual letters, in a book, and it's interesting and people will read it because I have two chapters that are just letters, letters to my daughters. So, boo on the teacher that told me that wasn't going to work. Then the book Theo of Golden, which I've shared, and I'm sharing it again. I promise, Shani, I'll get it to you. Such a good book. There were, in the very middle, I was talking to my friend Trish on my walk yesterday. You know, in the middle, you're kind of like, seriously, let's get moving. But then you turn the page and you're bawling your head off. So, good book. Then I read this book, number 32, and oh my gosh. It's about British people. It's about two families, and it is a page turner. Then I read this. No, I listened to the book Darling Girls. My sister suggested it. I think she might have suggested it before she read it, because that was another tough one to get through. Then I read My Year of Rest and Relaxation. This is a doozy. This is crazy. It's a lot of drug use and sleeping and literally, a woman took an entire year out of her life and did nothing but lay in her bed. I mean, it's bizarre, but it was a good book. Then I read Strange Sally Diamond. It's so, wow, it's just, it's a lot. And then you get to a part where you're like, oh, this is really interesting. And you like the flow. And then you're like, ooh, wow, that's terrible. But it's a good book. I liked it. Then I read the book The Favorites, which is about ice dancing. And, you know, to apply some of the things that you get in this book to other professional sports. I mean, it's tough out there in professional sports. There's a lot of backstabbing and undermining and secret deals behind the scenes. It's a vicious business. Right now, I'm reading Small Great Things by Jodi Picoult. It's a very tough read. It has tons of racial language in it. That is a slog for me. I'm constantly going, oh my God, oh God, oh. I mean, I can't even read some of the words because they're so hate-filled. It gets me angst up, but I'm going to finish it because I'm no quitter. That's how authentic I am. Speaking of sports, another aside, I joined the thing, you know, for Olympic tickets, and I am spending all the money in the town. I bought 4 days of Olympic tickets. I'm seeing track and field. I'm seeing swimming. I'm seeing synchronized swimming. I'm crazy. I'm going to have to get a job. I only bought 2 tickets for each event. So, you know, don't know. I mean, I doubt my husband wants to go to synchronized swimming, but I know my sister does. Doubt my husband wants to go to regular swimming, but I guarantee one of my kids will. Track and field, stop the presses. I've got 2 days of track and field, and I'm so excited. so, yeah, I'm going to the Olympics in 2028 in L.A. That's the vibe. That's a real thing. You're listening to Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. We're on KOWS-LP, 92.5 FM in Occidental, California, streaming on the web at kowsfm.com. Tomorrow, my show will be on Spotify. I get these messages from Spotify every time I do a show, and it says, are you allowed to play this music? And I constantly say, I'm on the radio. This is a radio show. But they have really strict rules around podcasting, you know, taking someone's music and hijacking it for free. But I get to play it because it's a radio show. So that's really cool. My next show is on the 30th. April 30th, the end of the month. I saw this thing on TikTok the other day, and it was, da-da-da-da-da, we're going to have a free giveaway on April 31st. And I was like, could that be any more wrong? I don't think so. I'm on TikTok. I do some TikToks. I do an American Auto Review every Tuesday morning because people want my opinion. And for me, that's a very authentic thing that I believe. What else was I going to say? I was going to talk about something else. Oh, well. I do have one more song to play. Let me see what it is. It's a familiar song to me, and I saw it like kind of as a suggestion for this segment. Like, you know, it's about authenticity. It's Natasha Bedingfield, and I saw her in concert at the Sonoma State venue. What do they call that? The Green Center. So I'm going to play Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield, and if I have time after that, I'll come back and chit-chat. So here's Unwritten.
I am unwritten, can't read my mind, I'm undefined. Beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate.
So, live your life with arms wide open. Listen, attention local businesses. Your business can be mentioned 5 or more times a week on the air by our hosts. For as little as $1 a day, you can become an underwriter. email us at kows@sonic.net. Attention artists, musicians, authors, event promoters, and home business owners. There is a discounted underwriting plan for you if you qualify. Your business, your book, your album, or event can be mentioned on air 5 or more times a week at a reduced rate. Email us at kows@sonic.net to find out more. So that's mini business underwriting, and then the other is just regular business underwriting. we encourage our small businesses, local businesses, to advertise here on kowsfm.com. I hope that we all got something out of today's episode. I really do think that we should all try to show up authentically in our life. I think if you make the daily decision to tell the truth, to trust yourself, to stop shrinking, shaping, and performing, and start living as who you actually are. Because why not? Why not be real? You know, sometimes people think, oh, well, I'm just telling the truth. You know, you're ugly and I don't want you to be my friend and your breath stinks. And, you know, to be honest, that's really not being authentic. You're just being mean. Being authentic is about an inner feeling of I want to show up as my true whole self. Danny Jane Phillips Stockham, 63, almost 64 year old, mother of two, married 32 years to the same man, real live human with flaws, who's been through it, who tried it all, who did it all, who survived it all. And I don't need you to tell me anything about what I am or what I should be. I don't live with shoulds. I live with my sparkle intact. And if it's too bright for you, I think there's room somewhere else. This is Level Up with Danny. I'll see you in 2 weeks.